It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores. Or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Alrighty, what we're watching is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. Oh, I love that music. With no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at GOGUIDA.com.
Are we going into the actor's playhouse? What's that interview show?
Yeah, Lipton. James Lipton.
Yeah, James Lipton. You do a good James Lipton there.
Thank you, my friend. So that was the theme music that I spoke over. Should have probably given that a little time to breathe. I should have. But nonetheless, to a show, Yellowstone, which for years has been one of my favorites. It is a great Western starring Kevin Costner as the owner of the Yellowstone Ranch, which is the largest parcel of private land in the country. There's a lot of intrigue in that show as they fight off land developers and poachers and other enemies and casinos, and he tries to keep the 100-plus-year-old ranch going. Great ensemble cast. Season 5 just started, so this is going to be fun because I just started Season 5. I talked to Jody earlier in the week, mentioned the show. Jody's never, you'd never seen an episode, right?
Not one.
So you started Season 1.
Yes.
I'm delighted that you did. At least I hope I'm about to be delighted. Before I review Season 5, give me your thoughts so far.
Here's the backstory. Number one, not a Western fan. Never have been. Going back to when I was a kid, you and I are of similar age or a couple years older than me, but we're close. Bonanza never did it for me. Any of the other Westerns,
Gunsmoke,
Chuck Connors, nada, zip, zero, zilch, never a Western guy. I didn't play Cowboys and Indians as a kid. I played basketball and baseball. When I went out, my friends playing in the dirt, we didn't play Cowboys and Indians. Just it never rang for me. Some people did, some people it didn't. It never did for me. So that's not the kind of show, despite the fact I'm a Costner fan, that I would go, oh shoot, I got to watch that. So I never have. So you and I were texting, and you said, oh, the Yellowstone. I said, you know, I never watched it. And you said, you can watch it. It's on Paramount. And I'm going, I don't have Paramount. And you go, yeah, you do. It's on your basic cable. I thought Paramount was Paramount Plus, which is a streaming service.
Yeah, easy to confuse.
And I didn't even know it was available to me for all these years. Not that I would have watched it anyway, because it's a Western, and I'm not a Western guy. But I said, all right, if Mac wants me to watch it, let me go watch it. So I put it up on demand and watch the first two episodes. I'm sure that it has gone 22 different places past the first two episodes. But the first two episodes were very good, and the characters are great.
Yes.
Costner is great in the role that he's in. And I don't think of him as a Western guy. I've seen enough of Kevin Costner in the many different roles that he's played, much more a minor league baseball player than a land baron in Montana riding a horse. So he's out of character of what I think of as a Kevin Costner kind of character. He's really good at it. And his daughter is phenomenal.
Oh, well, just wait.
Really? It gets better than the first couple episodes? She's already... I can't wait to see what she does next, and I've only watched 2+ episodes.
Yeah. I'm delighted that you like it. I really am. And I will tell you, it has been one of my favorite shows over the years. Our mutual friend Darren DeGaetano is the guy who originally turned me on to it.
Really?
And, yeah, producer. Dutch. Way back in the day. That said, season 5 of Yellowstone, they had the 2 premiere episodes, like a 3-hour special this week. And I was so disappointed. The show that used to be so great, and I know you don't like Westerns, but I describe it as Bonanza meets Secession. It's now Dallas meets Gossip Girl. And I think it jumped the shark. It's now, in season 5, it's like this low-grade melodrama. By the way, it set ratings records, these debuts. It's one of the most popular shows in the country. But I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, and this was really interesting. In previous years on Rotten Tomatoes, 80-90% of the audience liked it. The first 2 episodes, 28% of the audience voted thumbs up. It's tired. It should have ended last year. Maybe the future episodes this year will show improvement. Now, that's happened with shows before. Starts slow in a year, it gets better. But, Jody, I'm like looking at my watch a couple times during the show, hoping it's going to be over. Never done that.
That's a bad sign.
It is. The characters, the story arc's going nowhere. The characters are saying the same old things. The first 2 hours were like soap opera cartoons. Taylor Sheridan, who's the guy who designed the show, who's done some other great shows, he's got this new one with Stallone called Tulsa King, and he's got another one, 1888 or whatever year it is, that he did, which is the roots of this thing. And then he's got another one coming out. And it may just be that he's got so many projects that he's just phoning it in. And they got these tired plot lines. Again, first 4 seasons, great. 5th season, disappointing.
Bad start. Okay.
That you started with it, please stick with it because you'll love it.
Right. I got a lot to go through before I even get to season 5. And it's so funny you mentioned Rotten Tomatoes. And this just dawned on me. I'd never thought of it this way, but I know you'll appreciate it. I compare Rotten Tomatoes to Pro Football Focus. And this is what I mean by that. Sometimes I'll look something up on Pro Football Focus and go, damn, they broke that down exactly right. That's the exact same way I see it. And there are other times I'll look up their numbers and go, what the hell are they watching? That's not the way I see it. They couldn't be more wrong. They kind of diverse in the wood. And sometimes they go down the exact right path. And other times I say, where are they headed to it? How can that possibly be? And I feel the same way about Rotten Tomatoes. Because it is. It's a lot of personal subjectivity where I go, oh, okay, I see you. I'm right in step with everyone else out there. And other times I go, are we talking about the same thing that they're reviewing here? Because that's not what I just saw. Yeah. It is an accurate comparison between those 2 outlets.
Listen, this is one of the best shows on TV over the last 10 years. It is one of my 10 favorite shows of this decade. Well, this decade's short. It's one of my 10 favorite shows of the last 10 years. But so far, the new season's disappointing. But I want updates from you as you continue to watch this.
I will do just that. Now that I know I can get it, because I don't have Paramount Plus, but I have Paramount, and it's easy enough. So I immediately sat down, watched an episode, got back, watched another episode, started the 3rd. I'll try and make my way through it as best I can.
Good work. All right, Jack in Santa Barbara has been hanging in. Hey, Jack.
Hey, I'm nervous. I'm listening to the next Ken Burns series on baseball here with the 2 of you.
Oh, there you go.
You guys are great. I can
Thank
listen
you.
To that forever. Hi, hey, Jody. How you doing, buddy?
Jack, always a pleasure, bud.
Yeah. So I have a sports point, but first I want to make the point from the home base, and that is, Glenn, after your pregame show ended the other night, I switched on the TV, and I said, oh, no, they didn't do this. And they did a piece from the art museum. Did you see that, Glenn?
No, I was at the game.
Okay. So, yeah.
What'd they do?
What'd
they do? The steps? What'd they do?
They did the interior steps with Robert Griffin III interviewing Michael Vick.
Oh, I didn't see that feature, but you sound like it wasn't good. I thought it was.
No,
I had heard very good things about it.
But it was great. But, yeah. but to me, it jinxed the game.
Oh.
It was like, because they went rocky with the perfect game. Jody knows, as a baseball guy, when a pitcher's pitching a perfect game, you don't ever bother him.
Wait, how did Rocky – hold on. How does Rocky jinx it?
They put the kid up on the steps at the end of the piece. So they're only halfway into the season, and everybody's talking about we got to go undefeated. And I'm like, no, don't do this. So I want to talk about them getting out coached in the game, and then I have a what we're watching, and I have a hero. So
all right,
go ahead.
All right, let's do it quick because we got to hit a break.
Yeah, so I thought they got severely outcoached in that game. Like Gannon, he's real easy to read on defense. What we're watching, you guys need to watch The Vatican Girl. It's on Netflix, and
okay,
you'll both love it.
All right,
and then the hero is Corey Clement.
Corlin Clement, pretty good, and thank you, Jack. He hung around for more than a year, so he may have exceeded the term limits for this one. But I'll always think of Corey Clement fondly, and a local guy, too. 215-592-9494. We come back. We're going to check in with our Cooper Doc because a couple of key injuries that we need to discuss this week, and we will be happy to keep talking to you. Jody McDonald, Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.